Hey everybody, Zach Taylor, and I'm joined by new Rutter Rangers head boys basketball coach Mike Carabine. And coach, first and foremost, I know this is the first time I've gotten to talk to you, so I'd like to get to know coaches a little bit. Where are you coming from, and how long have you been there?
Zach, thanks for having me, first of all. I am really excited about becoming a Rutter Ranger, for sure. For the past 20 years, I've been the coach at Fort Bend Dulles down in Sugar Land.
Okay.
We've lived in the Sugar Land community for an awful long time, and we've had some great success there the last 20 years. And prior to that, I was 3 years in Crosby, and I was 2 years in Sweeney, and I started my career way back in 1985 at Houston St. Thomas High School.
So oh, wow.
I've been around the block a little bit, so to speak.
Yeah, and just kind of down there in that southeast Texas, that Houston area. Your wife, Ginger, is also a teacher, is that right?
She is. She's actually in school administration.
Oh, okay. So, gotcha.
Yeah, she's been in Fort Bend 26 years. I've been there 20 years. So we've put in, a bit of time there down in Sugar Land.
Yeah, and you guys have, what, 3 grown kids? Is that right?
Yes, we have 3. I have a 26-year-old son, Andy, who's working in Houston. I have a 23-year-old son, Zach, who's in law school in New Orleans over at Tulane University. And people may not want to hear this, but I have a rising sophomore daughter at the University of Alabama.
Well, you guys got it all spread out over the southeast, really, right?
Yeah, we do. We just had a liking, and Catherine just fell in love with Alabama. So hopefully the people there in the Bryan College Station area won't hate me for that. But she's a true-blooded Roll Tide person.
Well, it's the prodigal son, or in this case, the prodigal daughter can always come back, and she can collect her senses after she graduates and all that stuff. But we won't talk
exactly about
that. We won't talk about that too much. I guess the next question would be, why Rutter?
Well, I've been at Dulles for a pretty good while. Here lately, we have fantastic kids, and it's a fantastic school, and it's a fantastic community. The thing that really caught my eye about Rutter is I actually went to the regional semifinal game when they played Manville down in Houston back in March,
because
the coach at Manville, Chris Wilson, is a very good friend of mine, so I went to go see his team play, and I knew that they were awful good. And after the tragedy with Coach Jackson's passing, it really had caught my eye. And the 6A to 5A thing has nothing to do with anything. I just would really relish a chance to have a chance to win again. And we've been in a pretty good dry spell, so to speak, and I'm just looking for a new opportunity where I think that we'll have a great chance to win. So that's what's prompted me to, try to look into this Rutter job.
Well, and as I had talked about, you had been in or around the Houston area for so long, and granted, College Station, Bryan College Station, not that far away, but you are kind of going out of your comfort zone a little bit in that case.
Yes, certainly. But, since my kids are grown and they've all gone through the Dulles school from, Dulles Elementary, Dulles Middle School, Dulles High School, if we were ever going to move and, have a chance for me to be successful as a basketball coach again, possibly put some wins together, basketball is basketball, And I've had some leadership positions here. I was as a president of the Houston Area Basketball Coaches Association, and I've had some statewide deals with the Texas, Texas Association of Basketball Coaches. But, like I've told some friends here, it's only 90 miles from Sugar Land, so it's not like I'm moving to, Kentucky or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going out of state or anything like that.
Right.
Again, visiting with new Rutter Rangers boys basketball coach Mike Carabine. It was announced today that coach would be taking over. And you mentioned the passing Varick Jackson earlier this summer, really. Did you know him very well?
Well, I knew him casually. Stafford High School, where he coached at prior, is probably about 2 miles from Dulles, So we'd kind of crossed paths with each other. But, us being 6A and then being 4A, we really never had a chance to play. So, yes, I did know him. And we certainly had some, mutual friends, and they really talked about what a great guy he was and a great coach, and the kids really loved him, it's just a tragic deal. I don't even know how to even talk about it. It's just a sad situation, his passing.
Well, from your vantage point as being a coach who's coming in, I mean, you're not taking over a program that's been on hard times, and you're not taking over a program in which the coach, you know, was fired or left for what he might have thought was a bigger program. So it's a very different situation that you're coming into. But are you treating it like that, or is it just basically coming in as if it was any new job?
Well, I think that you'd be crazy not to treat it differently. I mean, this is a very different situation. I mean, those kids that have played for Rutter and, you know, Coach Cunningham and, you know, Coach Smith and Coach Gordwin, who've been on the staff with Coach Jackson, I mean, they were all very close to Coach Jackson. And I'd be crazy if I didn't, you know, honor him, and that's what I plan on doing forward. I mean, we're going to take all the great positive things that he did with Rutter Ranger basketball, and we're going to try to put those in with what we have in mind. We're going to certainly keep him in our memory and honor him as we go forward. But I don't think that I can replace him as much as I'm just going to be the different guy, and we're going to try to all move together forward, and I'm going to try to do everything, you know, that I can on my end and make sure that we can move forward. I certainly expect probably some bumps in the road because I'm not Coach Jackson, you know.
Right.
And but, you know, I'm certainly honored, and we're gonna do some of the things that were very successful. I'd be crazy not to try to put those things into place or keep those things in place.
Well, you're talking about that success, and again, you're taking over a program that has experienced quite a bit of it. So how nice is that coming in? And also, what you talked about watching this team. What is it about this team that you really like?
Well, they have fantastic guards, we have fantastic guards. I was really impressed with the guard play when I saw them play that one game. Now, I kind of joked in the, job process about maybe that I should have paid more attention to them. But,
yeah,
you know, watching them, I was really impressed because I do think that high school basketball is still a very guard-oriented game. And I think with the players coming back and the young kids who are very good also, that I'm really excited about that part of it. Our best team's at Dulles. We played in the state championship game all the way back in 2008, but our biggest starter that year was, you know, probably 6'3". So,
wow.
I would much rather have a team full of guards, or not necessarily bigger people, because I found out through the years, if you don't have guards, it's really hard to get the ball to those big people. So I would think that we could play up the floor some and, you know, pressure people. And I think they have a pretty high basketball IQ. So, you know, all those things. I've talked to other coaches that have played them more regularly, and they've raved about how good those kids are, not just as players, but just good kids. And, you know, going forward, I think that we can, you know, really have fun with all those guards that we have on hand.
Again, visiting with new Rutter Rangers head boys basketball coach Mike Carabine, coming from Dulles High School. And you kind of answered my next question, Coach, was just basically, what can we expect from your teams? What can we expect to see on the floor? It sounds like you guys like to stretch teams a little bit.
Yeah, I think the key, I think the basketball is, you know, on offense, that we get easy. I mean, this is overly simplified, but I think that you get easy, you know, shot attempts on offense, and you make it really hard for them to score on defense. And there's different ways that you can do that. But I really like our quickness on defense to where we can get up into people, take them out of what they want to try to do. I mean, that has me really excited. And I think that with the patterns and things that we do on offense, after we try to push the ball floor and pass big situation, you know, once we get into our patterns on offense and stuff, because once you get in a playoff situation like versus Manville, where I think that final score was something like 54-48, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to have something in the half court offense where you can hang your head on, where you need baskets every time, because you're certainly going to play teams that are going to try to take you out of what you do as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that that's it in a nutshell. Just try to get the easiest baskets you can get, and at the same time, make it really hard for the other team to score. And that's simple, but I mean, there's ways to do that, obviously.
Well, Coach, one last question before I let you go. What is it about the Bryan College Station community that you know about, and what did that kind of draw you into it as well?
Oh, sure it did. I mean, you know, I got the job at Dulles, you know, many moons ago. There wasn't the local radio guy calling me to ask me questions about the job. So, you know, that's telling me that high school sports is very important in the Bryan-College Station area. I think that they have great support. I mean, there's certainly some great support here as well, but we don't. You know, our big TV stations in Houston, our big radio stations in Houston, they all, you know, all they want to talk about are the Texans and the Rockets and the Astros, and you know, which is all fine and dandy because that's what people want to hear about. But I do know in the Bryan-College Station area that high school athletics is extremely important, and I think that all of the communities rally around those schools, and I think it's going to be really fun to, you know, start tangling with the other three teams in that area there.
Yeah, and we always like to make sure that we help put the high school folks on the forefront. Coach, thank you so very much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Congratulations, and look forward to seeing your teams play here in Bryan-College Station.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Zach.